Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. We're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, future contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
Cattle producers, there's no need to take chances on poor performance with your stockers on wheat pasture. Try Sweetlix Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high-quality nutrition all in one package. For just pennies per head per day, stockers with a Rumensin Advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of initial selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweetlix supplier today. Always read and follow label directions.
Cattle markets finished steady today on the feeder cattle. They were sharply lower at one point, but rebounded in the last few minutes of trading for January to close up two at 126.85. Marches were down five, 122.97. On the live cattle, we were 30 to 60 lower. December live cattle down 47 at 108.82. Those markets have gone back down to nearly filling the gaps on the chart left from two trading days ago on the March feeders. Did not quite fill it, but got close. And we're still above the 50-day moving averages and so forth. So some of the technical trend-following type funds are still trying to get long, both feeder cattle and live cattle. If you look at the live cattle out in February, we're about $6 above the moving averages. They did fill the gap on the live cattle, and the market did get slightly overbought. And so it could be here that we're just trying to cure that overbought condition with this slightly weaker market today. Now, bucks beef at midday was higher, 216 higher on choice at 190.16, select up 62 at 173.37. The spread there, $16.79 on 68 loads trading here. Cash markets have been somewhat steady with last week. Tomorrow on the Fed Cattle Exchange, they're expecting about 4,700 head, so that should give us some sort of indication on the cash market on the live cattle.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Grain futures sharply lower today, with corn being down 12 and 3 quarter cents in December at 335 and 3 quarters. March is down 10 and a quarter at 348. So quite a bit of pressure there for corn. Beans were down 12 cents on the front 2 months, and then Kansas City December down 13 to 13 and a half, back below $4 for December at 398. Chicago wheat wasn't quite as under pressure, but it was down 6 to 8 cents. This morning, the USDA released their 2017 long-term commodity baseline reports. They're estimating that 2017 corn acres will be 90 million acres and a yield of 170.8. Some private estimates are somewhere around 91.5, and both of those lower than the 94.5 from 2016. They're expecting 85.5 million acres for soybeans and a yield of 47.9. That's below private estimates of about 87 million. Last year, we were 83.7 million. Wheat acres, 48.5 is what the USDA is saying, where private estimates are 47.9. Really, the cutback from 2016 is coming because of the lower price. 2016, we're at 50.2 million. And again, this year, or next year rather, they're expecting 48.5 million acres of wheat. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.